Provo City Planning Commission Administrative Hearing, February 21st, 2024.
Okay, so here we are, Planning Commission Administrative Hearing, February 21st, 2024. We have two items on the agenda tonight. The way these hearings work is I'll read it in the item. I'll turn time over to the staff member to present an overview of the staff report. Then I will give time to the applicant to provide any further details that they would like to provide as the applicant. At that point, I will open it up for a public hearing. That's when the public in attendance can make any comments on the item one or item two, to me as the administrative hearing officer. There won't be back and forth between the applicant and the staff and the public. So those comments can be addressed to me as the hearing officer, and then I can follow up on those with the applicant or the staff member as needed. Then I will close each item as I make a decision. So item one, TPGC Ventures LLC requests project plan approval for new storage units in the M2 heavy manufacturing zone located at 1775 South East Bay Boulevard. That is in the East Bay neighborhood. Nancy Robeson has the staff report for that item.
Great. Thank you. Do I have to make sure mic on? Good.
Oh, your light's on, you're good.
Okay.
Just project.
So TPGC, it's a little bit of a mouthful. They are requesting the addition of 23,814 square feet to one of the existing buildings on the property. Both of the buildings will be used for indoor storage rental space. The project plan was submitted at the same time as a final subdivision application. The new plat still needs to be recorded with the county. And as a result of that subdivision, the applicants will have an access easement and a parking agreement with the property to the north. The project adheres to all the city codes relating to the heavy manufacturing zone, including having adequate parking for the proposed addition. So the subject property is 3.1 acres in size. The proposed addition will bring the total building size to 64,256 square feet. This is a permitted use in the zone and the building is just one story in height. We've reviewed it against the zone standards and found it to meet all relevant sections of Provo City Code. This will be a good addition for the area serving the population of Provo. So staff supports the approval of the proposed project with the listed condition of having the subdivision plat be recorded with the county before a building permit is issued. And I guess I could have gone through some of my slides. So this is the area, 1775 East Bay Boulevard. These are the elevation drawings and these are the landscape design.
Okay, thank you. And I'm to understand the hatched portions of the eastern building are the additions.
That's
and
correct.
Everything else is existing and
yeah.
kind of being reused in this
yeah.
manner. Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Do we have anybody from TPGC Ventures or anybody representing the applicant on this one?
I'm here representing them. I'm Roger Dudley. I'm the engineer for them.
Okay, anything to add, Roger?
I don't think so, Aaron. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you. Okay, this is a public hearing, so any public comment on item one? Okay, no? Seeing no public comment, I'll close the public hearing for this item. I've reviewed the staff report and recognize that this use and this addition are compliant with the zoning. So I will actually add a second condition to this after reviewing the comments from other staff members.
Hi.
There was a condition from power to have a minimum 7.5 foot clearance from the power lines on the east building, meaning no rooftop equipment could be on that eastern roof. So I'll just add that as a second condition. And as the staff recommendation notes, I'll approve this with those two conditions. One, that the plat is recorded prior to obtaining any building permits, and then that second condition that I just mentioned about the power, and that is item one. Okay. Item two is Bill Friedman requests project plan approval for a new airport hangar in the Airport A zone, located approximately at 3420 Mike Gents Parkway, and that's in Provo Bay neighborhood. And again, Nancy has the staff report for this item.
So, it's interesting that during the early 1940s, it was when the first airstrip was constructed in Provo. And then in 2005, an air traffic controller tower was added to allow for commercial service. Proposed project is a 3,600 square foot warehouse to be used as a hangar on the Provo City Airport land. The project lies in between two existing hangars. It's one story, 60 by 80 feet. And the hangar meets the airport board approval, and this project plan aligns with the airport master plan. Airport hangars are permitted use in this zone, and staff have reviewed the proposal. So this is the area where it is. These are just the elevation pictures. So staff has reviewed the proposal against the airport zone standards and found it to meet all relevant sections of Provo City Code. The project aligns with the airport master plan. This would be a great addition to Provo City Airport as it continues to grow and expand, and staff supports the approval of the proposed project.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. Is there anybody representing the applicant, Bill Friedman? anything to add?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're okay.
Okay. We'll open this one up to the public as well. Any public comment on item two? Folks have any?
No, I just came to see, you're aware of the new building was going, because I know some older buildings have been knocked down in the last year or two. So I have a T-hanger not far from it. I was hoping there was no conflict.
And just for the record, what is your name?
Michael Tevik, T-E-V-I-K.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay. So if there's no other public comment, we'll close the public hearing on this. Noting that this has gone through the airport board and received approval, meets the plan, has gone through our coordinator review committee. All the different city divisions, departments have reviewed and approved this plan as shown. I will go ahead and approve this project plan for a new airport hangar at this location. And that concludes our administrative hearing for this evening. Thank you all for coming.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.